it down. Now, time to sum it all up. This is Bucks Talk, presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Hood hands off. Holiday steps into the three and sticks a Coors Light three. Cousins now on the other side. Bangs around on the low block. Feeds it across the court. Connaughton, a catch and shoot. Three. Bullseye.
Recap everything you need to know about this game right now.
To Middleton. That'll set up Wara with the open three. And he sinks it from the left side right in front of his bench.
Now, here's your host, your analyst, and your MC for the evening.
Make some noise!
Justin Garcia.
Yeah!
All right, disaster averted after a rough 24 minutes to start the game. The Bucks leave Dallas with a win, and we've talked about these games before, Greg. That these are the we got to come up with a term for it, but these are the I don't care, just win games. I don't care how ugly it is. I don't care if it was 102 to 101. I don't care if it was 170 to 169. Just win the game. When you look across and you see, okay, the Mavs got a guy wearing 94? Like, we can't lose this game. And he's in the game? Yeah, this has just become a must-win game. Did it become a must-win game for the Bucks as soon as you saw a player on the court, George King, wearing the number 94, was that enough to constitute this as a must-win game? Because that's what it felt like, and the Bucks do win it thanks to finally warming up and connecting for some threes in the second half, 6 of 16 in the final 24 minutes after they started 4 of 20. Is this the Boogie Cousins game, though? I mean, yesterday, that had to be the Wes Matthews game. Drew Holiday's been the talk of the last week or so. I know this is a new segment for the show that we should do, is cherry picked stat of the night, where you look at, hey, and look, I'm guilty of this too. We talked about it in the pregame show. Hey, by the way, did you know Drew Holiday is averaging 30 points and 9.7 assists a game in the last week playing out without Giannis? You're like, whoa, that's one of the best players in the league. All right, I'm listening. It's the Willy Wonka meme. I'm listening, all right.
Funny thing, that's actually what stat of the day is every time. You just do a better job of hiding it.
And all right, you got my attention. So how many games are we talking here? And you didn't hear him say a week, like, whoa, like 10, 12 games? It's 3 games. But yeah, 30 points, 9.7 assists. He's unstoppable. Drew's consistently been good. Last night was the Wes Matthews game. Tonight's the Boogie Cousins game. We started to talk about this on the postgame show, and then Coach Budenholzer rudely interrupted us. Talked about it a little bit last night as well. But, you know, DeMarcus is the guy that it's just tough to get a good read on what he can really bring to the team when they're not full strength. Because he's not the Sacramento guy anymore, and the Bucks don't need him to be. You know, he's not out there to score 30 and be a double-double machine and just run the offense through Boogie Cousins. He's out there to be the fifth option or even lower than that and to play off of Giannis and Drew and Chris and be the complimentary guy that's, you know, his passing on display. He's talked about the pride he takes in that part of his game, but he's the guy setting other players up. Well, you can't really see him do that when Giannis isn't playing, when Drew isn't playing, when Chris isn't playing. And that's been the tough part for Boogie the last week. But I think now, a couple of things we're starting to see unfold. He's getting, I wouldn't even say healthier, but he's just getting back into form here. And I don't mean this as a knock. He's getting into shape here. I mean, game shape and actual shape are two different things. Boogie Cousins is getting there. And, oh, by the way, the Bucks are getting healthier. And it's no coincidence that he's looked really good in the last two games where you did have Chris Middleton, you did have Drew Holiday. Tonight, you even had Grayson Allen back there. That you have had everybody but Giannis and Bobby there with him. And DeMarcus Cousins is looking good. So far, I mean, this is looking like, holy cow, the Bucks actually got something in DeMarcus Cousins. And between that, between Wesley Matthews, those are two big signings that came at the absolute right time, because we have not mentioned this enough. if the Bucks don't sign Wesley Matthews and DeMarcus Cousins when they do, you know, DeMarcus had kind of hinted at Miami was interested and other teams were kind of starting to kick the tires there. So the Bucks sensed that, swooped in and got it done. Wesley Matthews, same thing, where he said, yeah, I kind of anticipated it would be around Martin Luther King Day between there and the trade deadline that other teams would get into the mix and show some interest. But this came together quickly. Well, if it didn't come together quickly, let's say it went until last week or 10 days ago, they are long gone when you look at all of these players entering health and safety protocols, the 10-day hardship exemption that teams are starting to use. Charlie Brown is a name that was just signed. Marquise Chris, you just faced Marquise Chris tonight, who played 13 minutes for the Mavs. We just told you the Mavs had to bring in a guy that wears number 94. So you don't think Wesley Matthews and DeMarcus Cousins would have found homes elsewhere and probably against teams the Bucks are going to be competing against in the Eastern Conference for an NBA championship. So great value, but at the absolute right time for both of those guys. Another couple of feathers in the cap of John Horst. Number to get in touch with us tonight, the Holiday Edition. Not Drew Holiday this time, but the Holiday Edition of Bucks Talk. We'll explain what we mean by that in a moment. But the number to get in touch with us, 855-616-1620. 855-616-1620 is the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. And the question for the night, already gotten quite a bit of interaction. We'll read some of the names on Twitter here. But in the spirit of the holiday season, the gift I am giving you is you get to go back in time. Doesn't matter what year, what era, what decade of Bucks basketball this was. Somebody that played for the Bucks, you get to bring them back to be a part of last year's championship run. Do you pick somebody from the Fear the Deer years? Do you pick somebody from the 80s? Those Sidney Moncrief and Marcus Johnson teams, the 90s? I'm going to go out on a limb and say nobody's going to say Todd Day. Vin Baker, I don't know. Glenn Robinson, Ray Allen, I'm sure is going to be a popular suggestion, but I am giving you the option and ability, I should say, to bring back one player from Bucks history to be a part of last year's championship team. Who you got? 855-616-1620 is the number to get in touch with us tonight on the program. And also, that's not the only gift that's going to be handed out tonight. We have arranged, and this took a lot of work because there are a lot of names involved. We had to go through our own set of health and safety protocols to get all these guys from various cities and states here into Milwaukee at a random time, you know, like 10:50 p.m. on a Thursday. But we have set up a holiday party here where we're going to have a white elephant gift exchange. So we've got all of that to get to on the show tonight, 855-616-1620, to let us know who's the Bucks player you bring back and make a part of last year's championship team. Your thoughts after this on Bucks Talk, presented by Gruber Law Offices.
The Hardwood Homilies continue after this. This is Bucks Talk by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
White feeds into the front court to Hood. Hood hands off. Holiday steps into the three and sticks a Coors Light three for Milwaukee, who has taken their first lead since the first quarter. It's 39-37. The Bucks just their fourth made three-pointer.
Favorite Christmas song? First, are you a Christmas music guy, Greg?
Yeah, but I'm your boring traditional, like, I take the, like, jazzy instrumental version.
You're not the, like, Weezer and Iron Maiden made a Christmas album.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to
not off the top of the head, anyway.
Okay. 855-616-1620, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line to get in touch with us tonight on the program. Question of the night on the holiday edition of Bucks Talk. You have the chance to bring back one player in Bucks history and make them a part of last year's championship team. Who is the player you are selecting? I thought it would be pretty consistent that we would see maybe three or so names getting a bulk of the attention here, but it has been across the board, so much to my surprise. 855-616-1620 is the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Let's head to the phone lines and talk with Eric and Racine. You're on Bucks Talk.
Michael Redd.
Michael Redd. I did expect quite a bit of Michael Redd. Why are you choosing him, Eric?
What a shooter. Are you kidding me with that shooting on that team? Drive and kick all day long.
Yeah, it's tough to argue with Michael Redd. Thanks for the call. Look, I expected Michael Redd to come up quite a bit. There's another obvious choice that we have not heard from a caller yet. I have seen it on Twitter quite a bit. But there's a couple of different eras to look through here. Michael Redd, it kind of feels like, was a part of the run. He was around a lot last year, and I've seen a lot of Brandon Jennings. Same thing for Brandon. I mean, he was in the friggin' parade.
So he was a part of it.
He was there. Same like Vin Baker's another guy. You could say, like, that was my era when I was a kid of Bucks basketball. Vin Baker, and I've talked about growing up a Big Dog fan. Big Dog might be one that I chime in with. Vin Baker, I mean, as a player, great, but he was an assistant coach last year, so he was technically here. Same with Darvin Ham,
still
who was on
parade.
That.
Still in the parade.
Ray Allen team, also on the parade, in the parade. And Marcus Johnson's another one. Like, hey, wow, let's get, you know, those 80s teams that were so close but could never make it through. Marcus Johnson, I mean, he was in the parade. He went shirtless in the parade, showing off the abs and the pecs. So who are you bringing back? You can place one player from Bucks history on last year's championship team. I don't need you to break this down and say, well, I mean, the Bucks' weak spot, catch and shoot. They didn't have any shooters out there on the perimeter. They didn't have any rangy athletic defenders. I don't care what the rationale was. Who's the player you're bringing back? 855-616-1620. Got a Bob Lanier? Texter says, I'd bring back Bob Lanier. He would bang in the paint and keep everything on board.
Do need help in the front court.
I'm assuming these are, well, you know what? I shouldn't do that, Greg. I wouldn't say it's one of my upcoming resolutions, but don't assume things. You know what it does. I was about to say, I'm assuming this is a little bit facetious, but got a couple of votes for Brandon Knight, who was in Dallas and on the court tonight
for the
Dallas Mavericks. So he's very close to breaking through and rejoining that Bucks team, I guess, in terms of proximity. But we've seen Bob Lanier. We just heard Michael Redd. We've seen Michael Redd in the Twitter mentions a couple of times as well. A Brandon Knight, another Brandon Knight. A couple of Ersan Ilyasova, who my thought was, you throw this question out there, the names that are going to yield the most responses: Ray Allen. I expected a decent amount of Michael Redd.
Sure.
Ersan Ilyasova. And I don't know if you would say Marcus Johnson, but somebody from that era of Bucks basketball. There were the great teams in the 80s. Sidney Moncrief, Paul Pressey. Somebody from those teams. The great teams in the 80s that could just never break through when you're going up against good teams in Atlanta, the historically good Boston Celtics teams, the Sixers. I mean, it was a tough draw for the Bucks in that era. Another one that I'm going to file away in the, all right, I respect, I'm not judging your choice, this has to be facetious, Danny Shays. Do you remember? There's no chance you remember Danny Shays.
No, I don't.
I remember Danny Shays at the Bradley Center. The Rex Specs, the son of Dolph, Jennings or Big Dog, a couple of votes there. Ersan Ilyasova, some more votes. Dan Gadzarich with a vote as well. Elliott Sox Perry. So we're all across the board tonight.
Love it.
Who's the Bucks player you're bringing back? A player from Bucks history that can be a part of last year's championship team. 855-616-1620. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line to reveal your choice. And okay. We have a texter that is telling us Jason Kidd, who, look, he's never officially a Bucks player. If you
I was going to say, would you rather him win one as a player?
A Bucks coach. I think I'm good with the coach we had last year.
I mean, he got it done.
He got a ring. He did get a ring. 855-616-1620. the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. So a lot of different names here, half and half of this player was good, this player I had a personal attachment to. Joel Prisbilla, the Vanilla Gorilla, with a couple of votes. We got a Danny Shays vote. We got a Terry Cummings vote. A lot of Ersan Ilyasova, who so far is the runaway winner in this. And I think it's just people longing for Ersan, the disappointment that Ersan Ilyasova signed one of those hardship exemption deals. Easy for me to say, with the Chicago Bulls the other day. But we'll continue to take your names. Who's the Bucks player? The player from Bucks history that you bring back to be a part of last year's championship team. We will continue to get to your names for consideration tonight on Bucks Talk. And as we have mentioned, it's the holiday edition. We're throwing a holiday party. And don't ask us how. Don't ask us all the legwork and everything else. Logistically, Greg, I don't know how you did it. You number one, you arranged a visit from Santa Claus tonight before the Bucks game. On the other show you were a part of, you arranged Santa Claus to be in studio, and now you've done this as well. I don't want to reveal the whole list.
Just wait to see who shows up.
Yeah, I mean, we've got Los Angeles, we've got Brooklyn, we've got Milwaukee, we've got all over the place where you have guys coming in here to Milwaukee to be a part of this holiday party. So we will get the party started momentarily, but still time to hear your names. Who's the Bucks player you're bringing back to be a part of last year's championship team? More after this on Bucks Talk, presented by Gruber Law Offices.
Stick around. Bucks Talk continues next, presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
George Hill's into the front court, dribbling with a right hand. Bounce pass inside to Cousins, who flushes it through with a two-hand slam. Haven't seen too many dunks for the Bucks. That's our first dunk of the game, and it's...
All right, so we went from Christmas time in Hollis to the Beastie Boys non-Christmas song?
They do have a Christmas song, but I haven't heard it before, and I was too nervous, and I didn't want to play.
Okay, all right.
Erred on the side of caution for that one.
The question of the night, you have the chance to bring back one player from Bucks history and make them a part of last year's championship team. 855-616-1620. The number to get in touch with us and share your name. Let's head to Greenfield and talk with Kevin. You're on Bucks Talk.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show. Hey, I'm 63 years old. I should be in bed by now. I'm probably your oldest listener, but bear with me. I've got Mr. Buck, number 14, the gentleman, as he was called, and one of Eddie Doucette's favorite players and the leader of the MAC run, Mr. Indiana All-American, Johnny McLaughlin. That's my pick.
Well, look, you can't go wrong with Johnny Mack. And I've gotten to know Johnny Mack in doing this job the last couple of years. Even better guy off the court than he was, as great as he was with the Bucks early in his career. I mean, I think the only pushback would be, well, Johnny Mack did get one of those championships, but I'm not going to stand in his way of getting two.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. Merry Christmas.
All right, you too, Kevin. So John McLaughlin. So we've had Bob Lanier, we've had Johnny Mack, I've seen a Bobby Dandridge out there.
How about Johnny Mack getting one prior and then again?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I've developed somewhat of a fringe friendship with Johnny Mack and had a chance to catch up with him again. Oh, geez, how long ago was that? A couple weeks ago when Jim Paschke had the media interview room named after him. Johnny Mack was in town for that. So I feel like if he gets a second one, he can maybe give me one of those rings then.
Yeah, probably. I was going to ask, did he give you a Christmas card, or are you just going to jump to the NBA championship ring?
No, I feel like we've talked enough, and you just, you know, mix in the, hey, how's it going with your son, and how's the family? That's great.
Networking with Justin Garcia.
Yeah, and then, you know what? I want to do something nice for you. Like, well, where's this going?
I'm rooting for you.
Getting the home in Phoenix, or like, you want me to come out and visit you during the All-Star break or something? Oh, you're giving me a ring. Wow. All right, I accept.
I couldn't. No, yeah. I could never. You're too generous.
You deny it once.
Yeah, exactly. And then he insists.
And then you wait for them to, like, no, I want you to have it. Because then if you do it the second, like, no, I could not possibly, then they start to rethink
it's
it, too.
Fine,
like,
man.
I tried. Yeah. I tried. Like, no, I couldn't possibly. Please, it would mean a lot to me if you took it. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. 855-616-1620, the Acunet Mortgage talk and text line to get in touch with us tonight on the program on Bucks Talk presented by Gruber Law Offices. Let's see. We got a Brian Winters. Another, okay. this cannot be legit. Oscar Robertson, second choice Brandon Knight. We have had.
At least Brandon Knight's coming by.
Between the text line and Twitter, we have had so many. Brandon Knight has gotten the most votes so far tonight. I liked him as much as you guys did, but how is this possible?
He deserves the ring.
855-616-1620, the Acunet Mortgage talking text line. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, again, like the players from the 71 team.
The one guy who has enough rings.
I mean, what doesn't Kareem have in franchise history? But the players from the 71 team, I'm not going to say they're off the list, but they got one. This is for those, you know, Marcus Johnson, Sidney Moncrief, Terry Cummings. I've seen his name come up a couple of times. The Big Dog, Ray Allen, Michael Redd. If you want to get real obtuse, Eric Strickland, Brian Skinner. Like, these are the names we're looking for. I've seen a Tony Snell, our teammate Ashton Rotman, the, I'm not even going to say president, because there's a Tony Snell, Snell season Twitter account, but the Secretary of Commerce for the Tony Snell fan club, he's voting for Tony Snell. A couple of Brandon Jennings, Larry Sanders. Like, these are the names we're looking
there
for.
There you go.
855-616-1620, the Acunet Mortgage talk and text line. All right, let's see if we can get more of what we're looking for. Brian in Milwaukee, you're up on Bucks Talk.
You got it. Big Dog, 20 points, 10 rebounds for the Bucks. Every year, consistent. Didn't play defense, didn't rebound, but so what?
Last year's team, you got enough of guys that are doing that. He's the guy that's just coming in and scoring.
Yep, you got it.
All right, Brian, exactly what we're looking for. Thanks for the call. 855-616-1620. Who is the member of the Bucks history you would bring back to be a part of last year?
Do you have one that hasn't been mentioned yet? Because I have someone who hasn't been mentioned yet, and I don't think will be. I'd be shocked if they were mentioned.
Okay.
Okay. So this is the, here, I'll give you a hint.
I mean,
come on.
Really?
Yeah. He was talking about so close. Yes, he already has a ring. But Jason Terry, man, he was so close. Basically dribbled so Drew could finish with right or left hand at the rim. He was there. He kind of paved the way.
Jason Terry.
And I'd love for him to get a ring at 40 years old. That'd be
Jason
incredible.
Jason Terry crawled so Jeff Teague could run.
Exactly.
You know, like that's what we got to, right?
Right.
855-616-1620, the Acunet Mortgage talk and text line. We've got a Jason Terry. We've got a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Oscar Robertson. We've got a lot of Brandon Knight, Elliot Perry, Dan Gadzarich, a lot of Ersan Ilyasova. I even saw one Jabari Parker. 855-616-1620, the Acunet Mortgage talk and text line. Who are you bringing back to be a part of last year's championship team and get a ring? Now, there's one name that's very near and dear to me. I would have loved to have seen him get a ring, just if for no other reason than to see him on the stage with P.J. Tucker at the championship parade. But there's another one that I think is kind of a layup that I'm surprised nobody has mentioned yet. 855-616-1620, the Acunet Mortgage talk and text line. More names and we got to get to the holiday festivities. We're going to start the holiday party after this. Bucks Talk, presented by Gruber Law Offices.
You're listening to Bucks Talk, presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
One, just his third attempt from the floor.
By the way, the Bucks beat the Mavs. 102-95, another day where Jrue Holiday was good. Boogie Cousins game, though, today.
It's good that you said that as if it was an afterthought, because it certainly wasn't at the end of the first half.
Okay. From the 262, John Henson. Sure.
Okay.
P.J. Tucker.
Okay. Oh, what, well, he did get
What did I
though.
Miss?
He gets another one.
Okay.
I'll have him back again. Right.
Finally. One of the names I was looking for. I've talked about my love for the big dog. And that was my guy when I was first getting into basketball. Charles Barkley is still my all-time favorite player, athlete. Not just basketball player, just athlete ever. Charles Barkley. My second favorite basketball player was Glenn Robinson. And that's when I was, you know, that was it. He was everything for me in terms of Bucks players. The real irony is he was number one on the list for me. And when the Bucks traded him, I was devastated. And I swore, I didn't swear off the Bucks, but I swore, you betrayed me like this, and you trade Glenn Robinson. Whoever we bring in that takes his place, I am done with this person already. They are already cut off. And who they traded Glenn Robinson for? Do you know, Greg? The waiter, Tony Kukoc. And Tony Kukoc quickly became maybe my second favorite Bucks player of all time. That it was like, not to get too morbid, your parents divorce, and you're like, you know what? I actually really like my stepdad. He's a pretty cool guy. You know, like that's what it became. Or I was a Tony Kukoc guy. So from the 414, we finally get a Tony Kukoc mention. 855-616-1620. Still time to weigh in. Who's the Bucks player? So let's explain it better since we had a P.J. Tucker reference. Who is the player from Bucks history you are bringing back to be a part of last year's team that P.J. Tucker was a part of that ultimately won an NBA championship? A Mark Pope joke? Maybe it's not a joke. Maybe you were a big Mark Pope fan in the 2001 Eastern Conference Finals. A lot of Ray Allen. A couple of Tony Snells, not surprising there. Greg, you said Jet Terry, a couple of Sidney Moncriefs, a couple of Glenn Robinsons, a couple of Michael Reds, Don Nelson. It's quite a bench for Bud, but Don Nelson gets a mention there. Brandon Jennings out there quite a bit as well. So still time to hear from you on the talk and text line, the number 855-616-1620. But... it is the holiday edition of Bucks Talk, and I know we are playing on Christmas Day, but this is the holiday edition of the show. We have a holiday party to get to for you. It's party time. We've walked into the party room here.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
So here we are at the party room, and Greg, you set up a lot of this, and you arranged all of these NBA personnel coming into Milwaukee here to be a part of the Bucks Talk holiday party. Who's on the guest list? Who's that walking in now? Because we got some gifts to hand out.
First of all, I just want to say thank you for coming in. And what we're going to do here, as a lot of holiday parties include, is a white elephant gift exchange. So first up, coming in the party, who is that at the door? Well, it's the two-time MVP NBA Championship, NBA Finals MVP. It's Giannis Antetokounmpo. Thank you for coming, Giannis. I know the mics are a little limited, so you don't need to speak or anything. And you're on Zoom because you're you approached.
We're keeping it safe.
Exactly. Here. We're keeping it safe. So basically, you get free picks of all the gifts that we have. If you're familiar with White Elephant Gift Exchange, every gift is up for grabs, and it's whoever's name gets chosen in the order that we have picked, or the order that is picked for them, they get the choice of the gift. And if they don't like the gift, doesn't matter, Giannis is first, so he has to take the gift. It's a matter of the person going after him steals his gift.
Oh, thumbs! You gave a thumbs up. All right, so I see 10 gifts on this table.
Okay,
I'm going to go ahead.
So we got 10 people showing up.
All right, hang on, Giannis. Let's see.
Okay, he's rifling through. What is Giannis' first gift?
Oh, okay.
What did he get?
I hope somebody takes this from you. You have a 10-day hardship exemption contract.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. That probably trumps the current deal you're buying right now.
It could get stolen. Let's hope it does. But Giannis, you just got a 10-day contract.
Hardship exemption. All right.
Enjoy.
Sounds good. All right.
It's good for 10 days. It starts tomorrow.
So our next player, or not a player in this case, to arrive. Why? It's Coach Mike Budenholzer the door. Coach, thanks for coming to our holiday party. It's your turn to choose your gift.
All right. Let's see.
Unless, of course, you want to steal a 10-day contract from Giannis.
No, he gave a thumbs down.
He gave a thumbs down. All right, understandable.
Do you want a big gift or doesn't matter? Okay. Okay, this is one of those, and I think this can double, that you can use it off the court as well, but this is a clear face mask, so it's to protect from any facial injuries, but this also doubles, you know, to help prevent spreading COVID out away from the arena and the practice facility, so enjoy.
All right.
Brand new, too, by the way.
Congratulations, Coach Mike Boonle. So off the table right now. For Giannis, currently holds the 10-day contract. Coach Mike Budenholzer holds the clear face mask. Next up at the door, who is that? Oh, my goodness. Fresh and out of health and safety protocols, it's James Harden. James, thanks for coming to the party.
That beard,
oh, man.
Looks great.
Look at all these people that are here so far.
You seem like a guy that just likes to get right down to business. I'm going to grab
all right.
These envelopes here.
So what?
And let me rip this open.
Opening the envelope. All right, James, what are you getting?
Oh, I think you're really going to like this, James. You have, I don't know if it's all on there. This may have been previously used, but you have a $10 gift card to Cousin Subs.
Oh, Cousin Subs. We believe it better. Congratulations. Now,
may I recommend the club, James?
I'm assuming that James is not going to steal the clear face mask from Coach Mike Budenholzer. He's going to stay with this.
Well, I don't think he wants the 10-day contract.
No, that's true. He can't take the 10-day contract. All right, $10 Cousin Sub gift card. Honestly, probably the best gift we've given away so far.
It's up there.
It's up there. Thumbs up from James
Harden.
That's
assuming all $10 are there, by the way.
All right, next one at the door. Who could it be? Let's let them in. It is, oh my goodness, it's Stephen Curry. This is, talk about a who's who of the NBA coming out to our holiday party.
So we have all of these boxes and envelopes numbered 1 through 10. What do you want me to do here, Steph? Do you want thumbs up or down? Do you want me to go with the corresponding number or just you do? Okay.
Just there's not enough microphones. I wish we could get these people to talk.
Well, it's Zoom too. How can you?
True, it's Zoom. That's right.
Unmute yourself, Steph. No, in the lower corner.
His face is too close to the camera too.
I don't know what he's trying to say.
That's all right. That's okay.
I'm just gonna go with the number here. So 4. Let me do this.
Open the envelope. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. What did you get?
This is a gag gift, but it's a coffee mug that says World's Best Shooter.
Oh, buddy, he got the Steph. World's Best Shooter coffee mug.
I know you're a popcorn guy. You can put that in there, but you're really going to like this.
Oh, man, that's a big, I think that's, is that?
That's a Yeti, too.
Is that 3 thumbs up from Steph Curry?
Man.
I like it. That's a very fitting gift. He's very happy that he came.
Wow. It happens like
World's Best Shooter.
Once during a party where the gift actually makes sense and Steph got it.
Wow. All right. Hopefully no one steals it. Oh, who else could be here? Why? Oh, my goodness. It's the people's champ himself.
Whoa.
It's Bobby Portis. Bobby. Thanks for coming to our holiday show.
I swear to God, Bobby, if this is a roll of toilet paper, we will have knocked it out of the park two consecutive guests. All right. Do you want number 5 or just... Oh, pick whatever. Okay. You know what? I'm going with the envelope as well.
All right. What could it be?
This. Bobby.
What'd he get?
You just got a movie to be made about your life.
That's perfect! That is perfect! Can we come up with a title?
What, Underdog.
Underdog.
Well,
too easy.
No, we can't!
Why?
Isn't there's a movie that...
Oh, we can't! It's already
Bobby,
taken.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Definitely the inspiration behind this segment.
We gotta rush this out, though, and maybe people will go see that movie thinking it's yours.
That's true. Wow, good pull for Bobby. This is a good gift exchange.
We're doing a great job.
Pat on the back to us.
Face mask, 10-day contract recipients aside.
Well, listen.
We're doing a great job.
All right, next up, who could it be at the door? Let's see who it is. Oh, it's the man himself who we wish we saw, but we didn't because we wanted a Charlie Brown Christmas. It's Charlie Brown Jr. Yes, of the Dallas Mavericks, who was signed 2 days ago.
All right, I'm going to pick for you, Charlie, and I am going to go with number six, no offense.
Unfortunately for him, the movie made about himself is already off the table.
This is... Oh, my goodness.
What'd he get?
This is a Spalding basketball.
Whoa!
It's not one of the Wilsons. It's a Spalding.
Wow. I think Charlie Brown Jr. was one of the most... Advocates of the Wilson basketball.
I don't think he cares.
So. No, you don't think so?
We were doing such a good job, and Charlie Brown kind of ruining the vibe here.
He just kind of walked away.
Kick him out of the Zoom call?
I can't. Not until we're done, anyway. All right, who's up next? Doesn't matter. We're hosting. I got to get the door, because look who's at the door. Wow, it's Jamal Crawford. Wow, man, it's been a while since we've seen you.
Okay.
I bet you wish you had that 10-day contract.
Well... Or, I mean, even the Spalding basketball. You want to trade? No.
No,
okay.
No trades? All right.
You want what? The one in the corner. Okay.
All right.
That's the biggest box we have, Greg.
Oh,
hang
is
on.
It? Okay.
I'm
going
to go. I might be off mic a little bit.
All right. He's grabbing the box. Don't hurt yourself. Lift with your legs, not
this
your
is
back.
Like 20 pounds.
Legs, not your back. Whoa, all right, careful. I don't want to break it before we give it to him. All right.
Slice this open.
Jamal Crawford, what does he get?
I mean, it's a nice gift. I don't know if you need it, but
what someone says when it's not such a nice gift.
I don't see a gift receipt either. It's a 30-pound weighted blanket.
Oh, wait.
So, I mean, any of the sleepless and stressful nights you've had, at least those are no more. But enjoy.
Jamal doesn't look happy.
I don't know how we're going to ship that to him either. That is an expensive gift to ship.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. All right. So, is Jamal, you know, we get his address and get his information, get his blanket shipped to him. Oh, someone else is at the door. Let's see who it is. Oh, my goodness. Out of Portland himself. It's Dame Dalla, Damian Lillard.
Okay.
Dame, thanks for coming, man. All right.
All right.
You're up next.
I'm going to go back to the numbered. Oh, no, we can't. I think that basketball was number eight. Okay.
Oh, okay. And right. Dame not taking the weighted blanket.
You're getting the whatever's closest to me, Dame.
What a quality party.
Well, okay.
What'd you get?
This is actually a really good gift because I don't know if you know this or not, Dame. But last year, I did a show called Courtside Live, and on that show, we had Jordan Wara on, who reps Dames and wears your shoes.
Right.
I asked Jordan Wara to get me a pair of the Damian Lillard 7 Ric Flairs. I ended up getting those shoes, but not via Jordan Wara. But nonetheless, I'm still waiting on a pair of shoes from Jordan Wara. This gift here is a pair of dancing shoes, so it frees up a pair of shoes that you have. Maybe you could send my way.
You
so,
trade.
Yeah. This is a great gift.
I don't know if you're involved in this White Elephant gift exchange.
Well, we're the hosts.
That's true. I mean, suppose we get our picks of our gifts. Okay, sounds good. So as Dame starts giving you his shoe size, we can fit him for that. Someone else is at the door. Man, this getting kind of crowded in here. Wow, Iman Shumpert is back in the fray. He's been making his way on NBA mediums and different podcasts and things. Chump. The dancing shoes are off
the
table.
He's pointing. No, he wants the dancing shoes. He wants the dancing shoes. Okay.
Okay, we have our first white elephant trade.
Chump. Wow. That worked out perfectly for Chump.
So now.
Dancing shoes. So Dame.
Dame gets another crack at our gifts.
All right.
Wow, that worked out well.
Here we go.
Chump elated, by the way.
One box and one envelope left.
Okay.
Which one do you want? The box. Okay.
Wait, Dane, were you going to say something?
Oh, okay. Wants the box.
Oh, he wants the box. All right.
Last one. Better make it worth it. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, what'd he get?
This is a great gift, Dane. This is a t-shirt. Look at that. On the back, three-pointer made. Anyway, on the back.
Sorry, the TV's.
Three pointer made. This is a Gruber Law Office's three pointer homemade t-shirt.
Oh my gosh, my goodness.
It's a size large, though, Dame, so it might be a little big. But you got yourself a Gruber Law Office's three pointer t-shirt. You only get these inside of Fiserv Forum. These are tough to come by, so congrats, Dame.
All right. And he didn't make that three to initiate said giveaway, unfortunately. All right. So we're kind of thin on gifts. I believe we only have one more, and who's that at the door? You might have a black eye. No, you don't have a black eye. You look great. It's Pat Connaughton.
Wow.
Oh, man. Thanks for coming to the party, Pat. I don't know how to tell you this. All of the gifts have been chosen. But except for one. You said there was an envelope or a box. I forget.
There's an envelope left. Okay.
Oh, there's that music again. Thank you.
Yeah, a face mask would have been a great gift for Pat. Even the Spalding ball would be nice. Pat could be a weighted blanket guy.
Yeah.
But he's asking if he can take the Gruber Law Office's shirt.
He's probably the one that initiated the giveaway. He could take
all
it.
Right,
why
if
not?
You want, yeah, all right.
Pat
all right, so Dame.
It. There it is. Wow,
all right,
okay.
Dame. You get three choices here, or you get three selections. All right, here we go. Final gift of the night for Damian Lillard. It's the envelope.
All right, what's in it?
This entitles you to one. Oh!
Whoa. Did I hear entitles?
This entitles the recipient to one new head coach.
I don't know if that
brings a jersey with it or what, but wow.
Wow.
We got a couple of great gifts here.
Jeez, look at that. I mean, what a haul. What a great party hosted by us.
Yeah.
All right, so let's run through them, shall we? Real quick, we'll recap because a lot happened there. So we'll recap. Giannis Antetokounmpo walking away with a fresh, fancy new 10-day contract. Coach Mike Budenholzer, a clear face mask. James Harden, a priceless, really, $10 Cousins gift card. Steph Curry has the coffee mug that says World's Best Shooter, very fitting. Bobby Portis making a movie made about himself.
I can't wait to see that.
Put me in line for that. Charlie Brown Jr. gets a Spalding basketball. Jamal Crawford, a weighted blanket. Damian Lillard, a head coach after a few tries. Iman Shumpert, a pair of dancing shoes, fittingly enough. And our guy, Pat Connaughton, gets the Gruber Law Office's 3T shirt.
Oh, what a successful holiday party.
Yeah. Thanks for coming, everybody.
Yeah, this was great. Thanks for putting this together, Greg.
Yeah,
I know that was a lot of work.
I'm stressed.
You had to arrange Santa Claus to come to town on WTMJ nights with PK Hill. So that was quite a day. And for you to arrange all these guys, we got Iman Shumpert. You got him back in the league, and you got him here in Milwaukee for the party. You got Dame here. We got Pat Connaughton back from Dallas. We got Bobby here. Thank God we quarantined. So
yes,
what a night. A couple of late names trickling in here as well as we speak of holiday gifts. Everyone not there. Thank you. Let's bring back every player in Bucks history. Yeah. Eric Bledsoe. So Eric Bledsoe was not the player. A couple more Larry Sanders. Couple more big dogs. There's a Frank Brakowski, a Blue Edwards. The player that I was saying I can't believe, like, this guy was so deserving, and I can't believe no one has said him yet. You don't have to look too far. He's on the team right now. George Hill. I mean, George Hill was the guy that really got everything going here. He helped get the Bucks to the cusp of that, and then he was in that Drew Holiday trade. So a lot of different names here trickling in. Who's the player that you would bring back from Bucks history to be a part of the championship team last year? Okay, as we mentioned, Bucks playing Christmas Day. Now, as of right now, it is a 1:30 tip time.
Is it realistic that they change that tomorrow?
I don't think so. So the league can change it as late as tomorrow, they said. They are prioritizing the 1:30, 4, and 7 o'clock tip-offs. Look, the right now, just to bring you up to speed here, 11 o'clock is our first game of the day. It's the Hawks and the Knicks. Trae Young is not going to play. He's in health and safety protocols. Kevin Huerter is in there as well. The Knicks are not very good. I know Kemba Walker scored 44, but they're not good. So a not good team versus a team without their best player, that's not moving into the primetime windows here. The other game on the outside, these Dallas Mavericks and the Utah Jazz. The Jazz are very good, and they're not dealing with any COVID issues. But the Mavs are maybe without Kristaps Porzingis again. They're without Maxi Kleba. Oh, by the way, they're without Luka Doncic. I think it would take a lot to move that game into that window. The game to keep an eye on is the Nets and Lakers. Now, the Nets did get three players back out of health and safety protocols. James Harden, the biggest name in there. But it's a Lakers team that's going to be without Anthony Davis. There's still going to be no Kyrie and no Kevin Durant in that game. So if anything else happens in that game, and I'm not even going to put it out there in the ether, but if somebody else goes out in the health and safety protocols, that's a big name. That's name rhymes with Thames. I could see that game getting bumped out, maybe going to the late tip and the Mavs-Jazz game moving in there. But the Bucks and Celtics at 1:30, barring an outbreak here for either of those teams, I just don't see it moving. So I would plan on 1:30 at Fiserv Forum, the next Bucks game on Christmas Day. Yet another year where the Bucks are playing on Christmas Day. Unfortunately, it's not confirmed yet, but there's a very good chance, a very, very likely chance, I should say, Giannis and Bobby Portis will not play in that game, as they were both placed into protocols, I believe, on the 16th, which basically all but rules them out. Dante DiVincenzo was placed into protocols, I want to say, on the 14th. And so in that case, he technically could be out tomorrow. But, I mean, that's still a tough ask. So feels like the group we saw tonight, that's who you're going to have on Christmas Day, and I would anticipate it's going to remain at 1:30. But just keep an eye and an ear out there here on WTMJ and on Twitter as well to see if, in fact, the league shifts the tip time, because they can do that as late as tomorrow. My thanks to Greg, to Max as well, for producing the show back here in Milwaukee, to all of you for hanging out here for the last hour and for the last couple of months here on the show. Christmas Day, we will have another edition of Bucks Talk as we recap the Bucks and the Boston Celtics. The lead goes dark tomorrow, taking the day off league-wide. Only 5 games on the scoreboard on Christmas Day, and only 8 the day after Christmas as well. So today was the last of the double-digit games on the schedule until until New Year's Eve. So enjoy, because things start to calm down just a little bit here over the course of the next week. But the next broadcast, the Bucks and the Celtics, 1:30 as of right now, in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum on Christmas Day. Have yourself a very Merry Christmas. Celebrate the holiday with your friends and family and your loved ones. And then come back here later in the afternoon for Bucks Talk, presented by Gruber Law Offices.
Just another...